to Mellow. Coast FM.
Good news for Ashes fans, cricket fan. Well, not Ashes everyone fans. That's an Ash fan.
Yeah. I'm just a fan of the Ashes. I don't like any other cricket.
I do like the bird. I'm sorry. No. Well, obviously, the English necessarily aren't going to be stoked about it, but Australia retains the Ashes.
Awesome stuff.
After winning the fourth test overnight by 185 runs. There is one more game to play.
And, of course, in the footy, Eagles are through.
Well,
Thank goodness. And who else
and
we've
playing,
got through?
We're playing Geelong.
Yes, playing Geelong Friday night. And then Collingwood Richmond get a week off now.
Some pretty kind of largely one-sided finals affairs.
The whole weekend was pretty boring, I'm going to say, the footy games. By halftime, you could see the winner.
Yeah.
By quarter time, you could see the winner, really.
Maybe it'll all turn. Maybe it'll become interesting at some point.
Let's hope so.
Now, we don't want to necessarily harp on this point here, but but we do have an out-tip the tipper competition going on against your fine self, Mark. We've got for people to score some fine prize action if they manage to out-tip you. How many did you manage to pick up in this last finals round?
It wouldn't be hard to beat me, let me say this, Darren, because I got Thursday night right, and then after that, nothing.
No.
One from four. So, I know you're laughing at me, not with me, but that's okay. I'm happy to be the butt of your joke.
So you tipped Eagles, and we've got a winner for the out-tip the tipper competition, who got all of the tips right. So
nicely
I think he
done.
Clearly beat you. It's Declan from Kelmscott. So well done, Declan. $100 to spend at the Sporting Globe. Mandra coming your way.
You had to be taking me for a drink, Declan, because I'm giving you an absolute gift there, brother.
The Harry Potter series. This has been a great thing for kids. You know, it's got kids back into reading, didn't
Absolutely.
It? Over the past, 20 years it's been around. Kids
love it. It's been that long, isn't it?
I think 1999 the first book was released.
That'd be about right.
And since all that, books, remember when they just sold out? Like she released them and within a day the books were all sold out. Like that hasn't happened since.
No.
Or before that.
Well and truly a book phenomenon, a reading phenomenon.
Amazing stuff. Well, you'd think that most schools would be encouraging students to read along to these books.
Sure.
But apparently not. An Asheville Catholic school has banned the series. This is the principal speaking. Curses and spells in these books are real. They risk conjuring evil spirits into the presence of the person reading the text.
So the ones in the book are real?
Yeah. Expecto Patronum. Everyone, look out. There's evil spirits.
Doesn't that what you do if you've got something you're stuffing your throat?
Yeah.
Expecto Patronum. Well, Philly said all it does is help you off.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah.
Another one. You can try that next time.
Problem is they had them on the non-fiction shelves, clearly.
Yeah, just pop them in the fiction area. It'll be fine.
Okay. Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Riddle me this.
Now, look, it's already Monday. My brain is already, a little sore. And yet you come along with this riddle, Nikki, to add to the collection.
Come on, it can't go easy.
Run it past us again for those that have Monday brains and didn't quite catch it the first time.
This, of course, is for, by the way, a chance to go and see Dora the Explorer, the live-action remake, and also go in the draw for the Learning Pod.
Science theme, birthday party.
If Mr. Flynn is 90 centimetres plus half his height, how tall is he? If Mr. Flynn is 90 centimetres plus half his height, how tall is he? A bit of maths.
Okay, well, clearly, which is where I fall down right from the start. Toby from Pinjarra is here to take the challenge. Morning, Toby.
Morning.
Okay. So Dora and the Lost City of Gold tickets and into the draw for the science-themed birthday party, if you can solve it. What's your thoughts on what the answer is here, mate?
180 centimetres.
180 centimetres.
So you've just taken the 90 and doubled it. So that means,
So Mr. Flynn is 90 centimetres plus half his height. How tall is he?
And half of his height.
He is 180 centimetres.
Oh!
That is the right answer. Well done.
Thank you.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. No fancy intro.
No,
a plain old Monday.
You don't get one on a Monday.
Post Malone's new album is out. This is the follow-up to his debut album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. This one's called Hollywood's Bleeding, so he's keeping along the dark theme there.
Nice.
It features a collaboration with Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, that's right. The song's called Take What You Want. This is what it sounds like.
I feel you crumble. You take what you want from me, take what you want.
pretty cool.
That's all right. I like it.
That's his new album, Hollywood's Bleeding. It's out now. Now, Eddie Murphy says he's planning to launch a stand-up tour next year. He revealed the news during a podcast interview last week.
Next year, I'm going to tour, do some stand-up.
I have to say.
And then back to the couch.
There you go. Simple, straight as that.
Right.
He's also rumoured to be doing a Netflix series, so we'll wait and see if more Eddie Murphy stuff on the way.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson's new talk show debuts today in the US, and she's covered some Dolly Parton in her final promo.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come alive. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets, traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job for 9 to 5.
Everyone now.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taken and no.
Isn't her voice just beautiful?
It's not bad. No,
she's got
it's
a
great.
Perfect voice. Anyway, the Kelly Clarkson show premieres today in the US. And a little bit of Mitchie news for you, DeMello, to finish off.
That's Demi Lovato for those
yes,
that don't know.
Demi Lovato has taken to Instagram to show off her bikini bod and hello. Promote real unedited bodies. I'm sure you are. She's captioned the photos. This is my biggest fear, a photo of me in a bikini unedited. And guess what? It's cellulite.
Aye.
Cellulite. Love that. She also has hinted that her new attitude may inspire some new music, saying that she's in the studio working on an anthem.
An anthem.
An anthem. All right. Cellulite anthem.
Consider my breath baited.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.